USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's extending social distancing guidelines until April 30th. He says things would have been a lot worse if he hadn't have acted so quickly.
2.2 million deaths. 2.2 million people from this. And so if we could hold that down, as we're saying, to 100,000, it's a horrible number. Maybe even less, but to 100,000. So we have between 100 and 200,000. We all together have done a very good job.
The head of the coronavirus task force, Dr. Deborah Birx, says the numbers are dreadful.
So in the model, and there's a large confidence interval, and so it's anywhere in the model between 80,000 and 160,000, maybe even potentially 200,000 people succumbing to this. That's with mitigation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
More tests are being done for the virus. Assistant Secretary for Health Brett Garrar announced the latest numbers.
As of close of business yesterday, we have been able to perform in the United States over 894,000 tests. So highly significantly increased every single day.
But National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci warned there is a danger in watching test results alone.
We shouldn't take any solace when we see low levels in different states, different cities, different areas, because they're very vulnerable to an explosion.
The numbers in Louisiana are exploding. Health officials say Mardi Gras may have caused the increase. The state is reporting 17 additional deaths and 569 new cases. Folk singer John Prine's family say he's critically ill and now on a ventilator. He's being treated for the coronavirus and been in the hospital since last Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A soap opera star has passed away, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
John Callahan was best known for playing Edmund Gray for years on ABC's All My Children.
You just asked Aiden to spend the night because he thought it would make Maddie feel more safe.
He saved your life. He saved Maddie's life. Right now, that's all that matters. Nothing else.
The New York-born actor reportedly suffered a stroke in Rancho Mirage, California, a few days ago and died at 66. Before his stint on All My Children, he played Craig Hunt on Santa Barbara. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A man is in custody in Ely, Nevada, for killing a Nevada highway patrolman. Wyatt Cox is in Ely with that story.
47-year-old Sergeant Ben Jenkins was checking on a vehicle stopped at the side of U.S. 93 about 45 miles north of Ely when he was shot and killed. The suspect, identified as 65-year-old John DeBritz, stole the sergeant's uniform and fled the scene in Sergeant Jenkins' patrol vehicle. Following a several-hour search by multiple agencies, DeBritz was taken into custody without incidents 4 hours later after having crashed the vehicle into a dry wash. DeBritz has a criminal record going back almost 50 years. DeBritz is in the White Pine County Detention Center, charged with open murder. For USA Radio Network News in Ely, Nevada, I'm Wyatt Cox.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.